Alright.
The beignet, Daddy.
Yeah, what was a beignet? You know what a beignet was, or a banyan?
Yeah, it's...
Banyan?
Some flour, like you make bread, you can make some beignet with it. You fry them in grease.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And did you put sugar on them?
No, eat that with syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. And it canned stuff like peaches and pears and figs.
Oh, boy. I bet that was good.
Oh, yeah.
A beignet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, were they flat?
They're flat. They're not too flat, but now you can't make them too thick because they won't cook the inside. It'll take longer. It'll burn outside before it cooks inside. Make them kind of flat. They cook all through.
You make them up into a batter, kind of.
Yeah.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
You eat those in the morning?
Yeah.
He's talking about pancakes. That's a pancake?
Just about like a pancake. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you fry them?
Yeah.
In grease?
Same thing you did with fritters. Except fritters was bread dough.
I see. But a beignet was cornmeal?
No.
A beignet could have been anything.
Could have been.
Yeah, you can mix the flour, you know.
I see. Now, the things you might make that would, you know, they fry these in fat, deep fat, and they'd have a hole in the middle of them?
Yeah.
That was a what?
Croquignole.
Croquignole.
Yeah. Donut.
Like your wife had made for us.
Yeah.
Now, there was a difference between the kind of bread you had at home and the kind you might...
Buy now, you mean?
Yeah, that was called...
Yeah, the other one is called homemade bread.
And then there's...
Store-bought bread.
Store-bought bread.
Yeah. To me, the old homemade bread is still better.
Now, did you ever see anybody cook cornmeal in ashes? Would you ever see them cook it in the fireplace or anything like that? Okay. What about the kind of, they would cook it in a deep dish maybe, and it would come out and they would spoon it out on your plate? You ever see that?
Yeah.
Well.
And the
last
time you did that, it's a...
Yeah, a big, heavy skillet.
Yeah.
Put some fire all around, sometimes on top of the cover we had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was thinking about some people would maybe cook it in the fire. Just, you know, they would wrap it up in a piece of paper and throw the cornmeal down there in the fire. I've heard of people doing that too. Now, you cooked sweet potatoes that way, didn't you?
You
cook potatoes that way sometimes.
Yeah. In the foil paper.
Yeah, but a long time ago, Daddy, dans vieux temps, dans la cheminée, vous achetez des
patates. We just put some potatoes in the ashes like that.
Yeah.
It cooked.
Okay. Now with fish, how do you like your cornmeal? Do you eat some sort of cornbread with fish when you eat fish?
Yeah, I don't eat fish. I don't.
You don't?
Fix our fish with cornmeal.
Right, okay.
Pass them in cornmeal, put a little cornmeal on them and fry.
Okay. Now what about those round things that you might see and make, they may be made out of cornmeal, mm-hmm. and they'd have onions or green pepper in them? And people eat those with fish. You know what those are called?
Yep.
You ever had hush puppies?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't know what they are.
What's called that?
Alright. Any other thing that you can remember folks making out of cornmeal or cornbread or anything like that? Kind of hard, huh?
No, I don't. Hoe cake? I don't believe it.
Hoe cake or anything like that?
No, I don't believe.
Okay, or John?
Y'all made the... Y'all
use
some kind of like a cream of wheat, huh, Daddy? Like you cook a cream of wheat, huh?
You may put what parts of the hog? Would you ever mix any part of the hog in with cornmeal? When you're making the bread up?
No.
Like take the rendering from the lard.